Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Holcomb. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 8/30/22, Mr. Holcomb performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in airflow period. Air velocity index was less than 1 period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 5/4/22. There's been no change period in paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in William Taylor. This goes to Goshen Medical Center. On 8/31/22, Mr. Taylor performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, the patient's forced vital capacity normalized, and the patient is left with normal pulmonary function. Period. New paragraph impression. Normal study with minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period. Next, pre and post, 6-minute walk test on Elizabeth Hutt, HUTT. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 8/31/22, Mrs. Hutt performed six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking,